Hey, welcome back. It's week 9 of Imagine Me. I'm David Arrington. We've covered so much good stuff, and I want to congratulate you and let you know how proud I am of you for taking the time every single day to work on your future. Because guess what? You're worth it. You have a big impact to make on this world, and you're spending the time figuring out how you're going to make that impact. If somebody's got to be successful, my big question is, why not you? And I'm glad you're answering, saying it's going to be me by doing the workbook, going through all this program, and really taking the time to invest in you. Today, I want to talk to you about your $1 million work ethic. It's easier for me to describe it than to explain it. So let me give you this. When you think about a $1 million work ethic, what do you think about? Probably not much. You may never have heard of the term before. Here's what I need you to see. Kobe Bryant. There was a young man who had an opportunity to work with the Lakers a few years ago, and he gained a great amount of respect for Kobe's work ethic. Kobe at this point had won multiple championships. He really wasn't trying to prove anything except to himself. He was there for practice on game day. So they had a game that night and they had a practice in the morning just to go through the plays and talk about strategy, all that good stuff. He was there for that. He did all that just like everybody else. That was expected. Here's where the respect for Kobe Bryant really went up and off the charts. After everybody else filed out and left and went to do whatever they were going to do for the day, Kobe Bryant was the lone person that stayed behind to keep working on his game. Now, again, had won multiple championships. This was not anything new to him, but his work ethic demanded that he keep working so he could have the best performance he possibly could that night. So when everybody else is gone, he's working on his three-pointer. He's working on his layup. He's working on his drive to the basket. Kobe Bryant is still working when nobody else is there, just he and his trainer, making sure he's going to have a great game. He stayed to almost game time practicing, just practicing. Nobody's watching. He's just practicing. He stayed to the point where fans started to trickle in to the Staples Center to see the game. So he stopped what he was doing and started signing autographs. Now, when I talk about $1 million work ethic, that's it in a nutshell. You're going to work harder and smarter than everybody else. You're going to put in more work. You're going to put in more hours. You're going to double down and be the best in the world. Even when people already acknowledge you're the best, you're never going to be satisfied with that. You're going to continue to push yourself. You're going to push past your limits. You're going to push past the obstacles. You're going to keep going. Why? Because it's who you are. When I talk about work ethic, what I'm saying is you have it inside of you that excellence, this is my second point, work harder and smarter, second point, excellence is your standard. Now, I didn't say perfection. You're going to raise the bar, so excellence is your standard, because a lot of people will do the bare minimum to hope for a C. What you're going to do is you're going to turn in your best and hope for an A. See, what happens is if you get a B, you're okay. If you shoot for a C and don't make it, what happens? Now you're failing. You are going to ensure that when you do something, it's quality. When I was growing up, my dad would always tell me as I was leaving the house, remember, you're an Arrington. Remember, you're an Arrington. And what he was telling me was, everywhere you go, you have to be excellent because you're carrying my name and that name means something. So what I'm telling you today is, wherever you go, you have to carry your own name and you get to define that name as being a standard of excellence. So when you do something, it's better than everybody else. Why? Because you put more time in, because you worked harder, because you refused to give up. Point three, you're not going to take no for an answer. You're going to keep pushing past everything. You're going to make sure that when you do something, it is the best that could possibly be done. When you understand that your work ethic is going to drive your success. Most people have $1 million dreams, but they only have minimum wage work ethics. They want the success. They want the picture of success. They see themselves on stage, or they see themselves finishing med school, or they see themselves running a Fortune 500 business. They see all that, but what they don't do is they don't connect the hard work beforehand to that picture, that image of success. What I'm telling you is you've got to understand that the straight line from where you are to being the success that you want to be is going to involve a lot of hard work. You're going to have to work harder and smarter than everyone else. You're going to have to raise the bar so that excellence becomes your middle name, becomes what you're about, not turning in the least, but turning in the best. You're going to have to understand that you can never, ever give up, which is point three. Point three is you can't give up. Samuel L. Jackson was told that he was going to have to be 10 times better than everybody else if he wanted to make it in Hollywood. So in typical Samuel L. Jackson fashion, he said, challenge accepted, and became 10 times better. He didn't give up because he heard that it was going to be a hard road. He didn't give up because he heard it was going to be an uphill battle. No, he said, well, if that's what it takes, then that's what I'll do. What I'm telling you is you're going to have to understand that you can't give up. Here's what I find with a lot of people. Most people have a very short-term mindset when it comes to success. They want things quickly. They want things to happen. They do something three or four times, and because they don't get 100,000 followers on YouTube, subs on YouTube, or they don't get 10,000 Twitter followers, then they give up. The problem is you have to keep doing something long enough for people to notice, because if you don't do it long enough, you could have the greatest idea. You could have the greatest invention. You could have the greatest business, but no one will ever find out. You've got to stay at it long enough to actually make a dent, to get people's attention, and then garner the success. You've got to understand you have to have a long-term mindset, a mindset that says, I'm not in this for 6 or 8 months, but I'm in this for 6 or 8 years. And that's why we started this entire process off with a 10-year time horizon, because with 10 years, you can accomplish anything. With 10 years, you can move the world. You can rock the world. In 10 years, you just have to put in that hard work. You've got to double down on your million-dollar work ethic and understand, no, it's not going to be easy. No, it's not going to come quickly. No, it's not just going to fall in your lap. It's going to be the result of you working endless hours, of you working tirelessly. When other people are playing and other people are doing fun things, you're going to be working on your goals. You're going to be working on your vision, because you'll understand that once you accomplish your vision, once you accomplish and reach your goals, you'll be able to play a lot then. See, you work hard today doing what other people won't, so tomorrow you'll do what other people can't. This is the fundamental understanding of a million-dollar work ethic. You're working hard now because you know eventually this hard work will pay off and you'll be able to take it easy. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying be a workaholic. I'm not saying work 1,000 hours a day, 20 days a week. What I'm saying is when you are working on your homework, when you are working on that report, when you are working on the workbook, you give it everything you've got. You turn in your best effort every time. You're not phoning anything in. You're making sure that what you do is the absolute best you can, because you are worth it. You've got so much untapped potential. You've got so much of a future. If you start building this work ethic in now, guess what? It's going to pay off in spades later. It just will. Trust me, I'm living example. My kids are living example of the power of a million-dollar work ethic. So if you understand, you got to work harder and smarter than everybody else. You've got to raise the bar. So excellence is your middle name. And finally, you've got to refuse to give up. You've got to understand you're in this for the long haul, because you are going to succeed, if not today, someday. And you keep working hard every day to make sure that someday comes a little sooner. That's all I wanted to share with you today. You've got to develop a million-dollar work ethic. Don't let your dreams die because you were afraid or unwilling to put in the work. The work is non-negotiable. You got to put in the work. There's no easy way to success without work. It just doesn't happen. So you're going to put in the work, and you're going to have a million-dollar mindset and a million-dollar work ethic. I believe it. I believe it. You can get it. You can do it. So between now and the next time we talk, stay in the workbook, do the pages, do your homework. Stay focused on graduating, stay focused on doing your best, turning in your best grades, making sure that you get the best grades you possibly can. So I'm done, man. I'm worn out. So I want to tell you, man, have a great day and make today count. And I'll see you next week.